preparing your tax returns. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
2018 is going to be an odd year for looking at your tax return.
You know, it may be odd to many, but most of us should have an easier time filing our taxes this year. As you may recall, it was December of 2017 when the President and Congress approved the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that put into place the new laws in 2018. And Brennis Craddock with Farm Bureau Tax Service says one of the most significant changes to the law was...
A lot of things people have heard about is the increase in standard deduction, and standard deduction indeed did almost double, whereas a married filing joint had a $12,400 deduction in 2017. This year, that will be a $24,000 deduction.
Brennis Craddock says also you won't see personal exemptions on your return, and the child tax credit increases from $1,000 to $2,000 per child. And another obvious difference is the look.
They have, quote, simplified the tax return, which means it's turned from basically a one-page form into a one-page form with six additional schedules. So when you get it and you're looking at it, just realize it's going to look a little different.
And for farmers filing their tax returns?
A couple of the things that were really special this year is the increase in the Section 179, or accelerated depreciation, and that amount's been increased to $1 million this year. That's up from last year's numbers of $500,000. And then also there's a special depreciation allowance for the first year that is unlimited, and that's now new or used equipment.
And, of course, some things will be familiar with your tax returns, the filing deadline.
Deadlines are April 15th, as they've always been for individual tax returns. However, partnerships, S-corporations, and LLCs are now due on March 15th. Whereas C corporations are now due on April 15th.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.